Hey everyone. So this weekend I came home and I have my copy of Floret Farms Cut Flower Garden, How to Grow, Harvest, and Arrange Stunning Seasonal Blooms. Erin Benzinkian's amazing book that just came out this week. And so I just wanted to share with you because, I mean, of course, you know, we all know her blog is full of information, but here it kind of all is in one place. It's so accessible. You know, she starts off by talking about, like, right away, I'm thinking, she says, you know, nearly all the plants listed in the book prefer full sun, meaning a minimum of 6 hours a day, with the best soil you have available or can create. So right off the bat, you know, she talks about planning and just, you know, that's got me going, thinking about where am I going to put. And I've been thinking a lot about, like, you know, maybe getting to do a garden at our school. You know, I don't know how much we're going to get done this year, but maybe for next year. And so, but she talks about, and so I just also went to the local seed swap, and a big, huge theme there, which has been a theme on my show, was soil. And Todd Elizio from Two Bear Farm gave a big speech about the importance of performing a soil test. And so right away she talks about that right again. Just, you know, she says countless problems stem from basic soil deficiencies. And so, and this was one of her big takeaways during her interview was, you know, putting a little extra effort in on the front end always pays off in the long run. And she talked about anytime she tried to skimp or cut corners when it came to preparing her beds ahead of time was just a huge key to being successful. And then she also talks about when growing flowers, your goal is twofold. One is to grow as many blooms as you can in the space that you have. And then part two is how to grow the longest stems possible. You really want to promote vigorous vertical growth. And I know that I've struggled with that. Lots of times I've gone out there and I'm like going to make a bouquet for my house. And like, you know, you have all those different stems. So I can imagine as a cut flower gardener, that's going to be huge. And I just love the way she, like, you know, puts that, like, this is right in the beginning of the book, you know, to think about that ahead of time. And then she talks about, you know, making a mix that includes foliage and flowers. She says, you know, a big mistake she sees newbies make constantly is just planting pretty blooms and not having enough greenery to mix in with them. So she's got tons of examples of what kind of things make greenery. She talks about annuals, hardy annuals, tender annuals, biennials, perennials, bulbs, tubers, corms. I'm not even sure what a corm is. Vines, shrubs, and flowering trees. And so that's something Mike and I could do because we have lots of land. She talks about, you know, if you have a small place, you might not want to, but she talked about how many flowering shrubs and trees she puts in every year. So that was something that we've talked about, but like this helps you come up with a specific plan. Like I can visualize it now after looking at her book. And then she talks a lot about succession planning and really explains it. Like I know I've had lots of guests talk about it, but, you know, she's got a whole chapter, big section that goes into it, in detail and how to choose wisely for your area. And then of course, you know, she talks about going organic and how lots of people told her in the beginning that, you know, experts would be like, you can't grow flowers like that. You have to use chemical fertilizers. You know, if you don't have certain pest controls, you're never going to keep the flowers, you know, looking as good as they need to be for sale. And, you know, she's proved that it's not true. But she says, I won't lie, growing organically is a lot more work than using chemicals, but the results are dramatically different. And so I think that, you know, that's also a big theme of my podcast is just like we talk about the food, it's all about the taste. And with flowers, I'm sure it's all about the smell and, you know, just having something that's going to be on your table where you eat, being natural and organic. And then, you know, back to feeding our soil. Compost is the backbone of their fertility regimes, she says. And so, you know, that's always been something for me. And then another thing I like that she talked about was, you know, using that fabric weed barrier and then other people have access to mulch. And so we always have maybe not access to mulch, but it might be just like it just kind of reinstated what like Mike's always done here and what I've seen him do and makes me not like because the weed barrier just didn't seem I don't know. People talk about it. Maybe, you know, we've never tried it. We don't really grow for production. So, but I just like being able to use the mulch and the compost and the manure. And she just goes into the differences there and talks about where they use what. And also, like, you know, watering and setting up your water system. And then, you know, a big thing is about, you know, making sure things don't get stressed and how to keep them from getting stressed. She's got essential techniques for seed starting 101. I mean, this book is just like, even though I went through most of it in today, which shows you how simple and just, you know, it's just like Erin, like down to earth. It's like full of valuable information, but yet it's in this very, you know, clear cut, you know, effective, like approachable manner, the way it's spread out. And of course, like when you're actually going to be doing the planning, you might have it there, like with your little manual, or like be taking specific notes about specific plants. I mean, it's huge. I had no idea. I just wasn't expecting. It's almost 300 pages and it's just full of valuable information. And so then she's got techniques for like things like pinching and caring for the cut flower. She's got a great, like, her tools, the pictures are just so cool, and the way they're very basic, like I just love how basic her tools are. And so, you know, even though, yes, of course it's hard work and consistency, and I just think you're going to be totally inspired. And, you know, and then she makes it so efficient. She's taken like the mistakes that she's learned and the things that they've been successful and really, you know, focused on what's grown well. And, you know, just she shares her knowledge like you wouldn't believe. And so these have been just my biggest takeaways I just wanted to share with you and, you know, remind you that we're having a contest away. A copy, because I ordered one for my listeners and one for me. And so, and then I love, she talks about lilac infusion. The only rule is to bring in as many indoors as possible and just really savor that season, because lilacs, you know, we all know it's a short season. And just, she talks about different places to put them and how to use just different little scents. And dahlias, when we talked on the phone, she talked a lot about during our interview, dahlias, but we've never planted dahlias. I barely even know what they are. She's got a great section on delphiniums, roses, snapdragons, tender annuals, vegetables, zinnias. I mean, it just goes on. She breaks it into the seasons. She's got just, you know, like I said, the bouquet arrangement recipes, which are just lovely. She's got autumn tasks, black-eyed Susans, which I think I'm going to try to grow, like, a lot more Rudbeckia. Of course, there's this Vincent van Gogh arrangement that I'm just in love with, full of sunflowers. And like she said that they're not really growing sunflowers because they just take up too much room. Whereas like for me, I think we have more room and just, I don't know, I'm just going for the sunflower thing this year. Did I mention that I'm going to try to grow 750 sunflowers from April through July? Just start planning. I always start the week of Earth Day or on Earth Day. And then my first year I had my podcast, my challenge was to plant 750 all year. This year, my goal is to be plant 750 every week, like every Monday, or it'll probably be every Sunday because I'll be still teaching through June. So every Sunday I'm going to be putting in, or Saturday at least, 750 sunflowers. Now, granted, I'm probably going with the inexpensive bird seed. So it'll be 750 of those a week. And I can't remember what those are. I think they're kind of, and she talks about the difference. Finally, somebody told me, like, I understand why you want pollenless, because they always talk about, you know, you want pollenless. And I was like, why? And she says, it's because you don't want to ruin a perfectly good tablecloth with a cloud of messy yellow pollen. Like, I always thought there was some other obscure reason why you wanted pollenless, but I don't really care, because mostly I'm just going to grow them for me, or to give away, or to attract the birds. And if they go to seed, so I can save some seed for next year, because man, did that stuff get expensive this year. And of course, to take pictures of and to paint, because I love sunflowers. And so that's just my little takeaway. I just want to encourage you, if you want to win a copy of Erin's book, our contest is going through Tuesday, March 21st. First day of spring is March 20th on Monday. Today's Saturday, March 18th. So you don't have much time if you're just hearing this now. But you can enter by just going to the episode where Erin and I talked. It's interview 175. And yes, I still have 168 and quite a few others to post, plus some other ones in the bank that I'm working on editing and getting up there. But because Erin's book came out last week, I got this out so we could help her be more successful with her book. So anyway, if you want to win a copy of The Cut Flower Garden, Grow, Harvest, and Arrange Stunning Seasonal Blooms, you could just go to organicgardenerpodcast.com, leave a comment on the show notes page if you listen to the interview or the transcriptions there. So just what's your favorite takeaway, or if you've learned something for Erin, or just anything you'd want to share, you can enter, and then I'll announce the winner on Wednesday. How exciting. So have a great weekend, and here's to spring, and here's to planning. And of course, if there's anything you want to know or Mike and I can help you with to plant your own organic oasis, you know, don't hesitate to reach out. You can find me on our website or Facebook, or send me an email or drop me a line or anything. If you know somebody who would benefit from the Organic Gardener podcast, we would just love it if you would share it with a friend. Thanks again for listening, and remember to grow.